Welcome to 4201. I am Sincere.
And this is D, the brand.
What's going on, good people? D, how was your week?
Awesome week so far. Limiting amount of bullshit that I've encountered. But our question of the day will have you on the edge of your seat. I guarantee you this.
I don't know if it's really going to have them on the edge of the seat because I got a lot of lame answers back. 100% of the people who answered me on social media were females. I didn't get a single male answer, which scares me.
Yeah. Well, I got a few male answers, and all of them are pro. So if you want to lead into the question of the day, we can go.
We'll start off with the question of the day. The question of the day is, can you be in a relationship with someone that prior to their relationship with you had a same-sex relationship?
I think men, my answer would be no, because we all know that women, when women mess with other people, is that connection is way different and deeper than that of a man. Like, you know, when women cheat on you, we already know that their connection
is a matter of the heart.
It's never one of those like rash decisions like guys do.
Really,
like,
nigga?
Let me smash this joint real quick.
We'll bang down anything, almost anything. We don't give a fuck what's going on. But when a woman cheats, it's because she's connected to that person. So we know that. So my thinking would be, if she cheat with another woman or has a relationship with another woman, that connection is way deeper than just the average, I'm smashing and dashing or anything of that nature. So a lot of guys on social media, they said that they would date a woman if she was in a relationship with another woman prior to them getting together.
And I'm with those guys.
What?
That's understandable, because a lot of guys do participate in threesomes. And most threesomes with guys is two women and one guy.
That's the definition.
Yeah,
of
now I don't know. You got some guys who ended those other kind of threesomes.
Really, nigga?
That's a gangbang.
Him and his homeboy with a girl.
Hell nah, that's a train gangbang. That ain't no threesome.
Oh yeah. Even back in my high school days, I was never into that foolishness. Even though, like, you got guys like, all right, let's run a train on them. Nah, bro, I'm not into that because I don't want to see it.
Yeah, see, that ain't my thing.
I don't want to see it. But yeah. Yeah, I have participated in two women and me, but I'm selfish, so I don't want to see two women doing that. That just doesn't turn me on.
Really, nigga?
But both of you guys are. You can get on me.
Seriously?
I don't mind watching, and then I'm going to join in.
What?
You know, and see, two women actually gives you a chance to catch your breath every now and then. Now, don't do nothing crazy like I did in the past and try to go more than two, because I don't know any man that's built for that. Now, I thought I was built for it.
Nope.
But nah, I found out quickly. Two is the cap.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Just leave it there, because you can't satisfy everybody.
My thing is, if I'm going into it with two women, I already know that I'm not going to go for the long haul. I'm going to give you 30 seconds each. And that's done. That's done, because I'm a guy that's going to speed racer and get out of there.
Like, bang, bang, bang.
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, come
pop, pop,
on,
pop, pop, pop,
man.
And it's gone. And mine,
you better go pop you a gas station pill and get
mine
it
mine was strictly for bragging rights only. Like, just say I did it. It's pop, 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 pop.
Well,
pop,
and pop, that's pop. That's where most men start off with, is to say, you know, it's like to say you did this thing. This is like taking a trip. You know, I went to Brazil. Just say how many people can say they've been to Brazil? Just like how many people can say they had a threesome? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't go out and actively seek those things. You know, the times that they happened for me, it was, you know, I got hit with a 52 fake out.
Hey, what happened?
The surprise. Here you go.
Yeah.
And when you're in that situation, you can't. Well, you can, but I won't.
But some
back out.
But sometimes people are like they have those on the regular. Like I have friends who who's yeah, who's no, whose spouse likes to see him with other women.
What?
So she brings home like these girls all the time.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that part. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's a situation where you marry and your wife is bringing home a different girl all the time, yeah, I'm not too cool, because I'm real particular about what I do with certain people. So you can't just bring any and every girl to my crib. Now, if we gonna do it and we got a regular joint, okay, boom, that's fine. But you just going and picking up randoms, I can go do that on my own.
I'm a traditionalist in a way. As far as marriage. Now, if I'm with a girl, now if you just want to see me bang down random bitches all the time and we just kicking it, okay. But if I'm married, I'm married.
I understand that, because you're a traditionalist. Yeah. Most people aren't traditionalists because, you know, the traditional style of marriage really ain't working out too well for anybody these days.
I know.
Yeah. So I understand the psychology part of the woman bringing women, because then it ain't cheating and he ain't got no reason. If your girl is bringing you girls and you go and do something behind her back,
you stupid.
Oh, you done.
Because that trust is broken. Now she's giving you the opportunity to do it, and it's in a controlled environment.
Exactly. So, by her rules. That's fine. But as long as you don't bring Rasputia home to me, we cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Every now and then, you got to take one for the team and get a Rasputia.
Oh, hell no! Nah, bro. No, bro. No.
Sup?
Not going to happen. Never, ever. I don't do... If I can't lift you up, we can't have sex. Hey.
Really, nigga?
Within my 30 seconds, I don't think that's within lifting anybody up anyway. Like, boom, 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 30 seconds. I'm looking at my watch. I'm just trying to get my heart rate up for 30 seconds. Just pow, pow.
Look, I don't think your marriage is going to last long if you're doing 30
Now I'm talking
seconds.
About with two different women. Nobody trying to sit there and please two different women in a threesome now.
Why you not? I mean, come on. What's the point of doing it? That's bragging.
Now, my bragging rights is the fact, you know, that, like, saying? That's one of them dudes who, like, you can be a minute man, but you're like, yeah, I fucked her. It's one of them, like, yeah, I fucked her. And that's it.
Nah, you don't want to be that dude.
You don't want to get a BDR, huh?
You don't want to be that dude. Because then she'd be like, I don't even remember him. What we do? I ain't do nothing with you.
Hey, you get a BDR, I'm saying. I'm some strange. You be all right.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, but one of the things that I looked at and I paid close attention to, I had a female, I'm not going to mention any names, who commented that she's bi all day. So I had to get clarification on that. Like, what do you mean? Do you mean that you're in these relationships and you want the guy to accept that? Well, so she said no. She's dated men that have been in homosexual relationships themselves.
Jesus Mouillet is an actor from France.
So what I said, my response was, well, normally guys, they participate in relationship with other, with women who've been in relationships with other women, but women don't normally mess with guys who've been in homosexual relationships.
Because that's just, for me, that's nasty.
It is. It's all the way.
You know what I'm saying?
There's two people in relationship, like a female and a male. They both shouldn't know how dick tastes.
No.
No.
I'm saying, not being biased, anything, I'm saying nothing against the gay community. I'm just saying that to me, it just seems crazy. Like, I just can't see how a guy would want to be with a woman and then he pleasure the woman the same way he's being pleasured by it. Man, I just don't get that.
Well, you got to know, some people have, they're not the person, or as they say in the gay community, not the bottom, they the top. So if they the top in their male-male relationship, in their homosexual relationship, and they're the top in their heterosexual relationship, to them, it's basically the same thing. I just want to be with a man.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Now, again, I don't understand that because, you know, I'm not walking around smelling like ass. And
yeah,
I'm damn sure not popping
and
dick
that,
in my mouth.
And that brings me to another. It was a conversation I was having with someone at work a long time ago, and they were sitting around.
Pause.
No, this is a real story. We were having a conversation. I was having a conversation with a female, and she was at work. She was upset. And so I asked her, I said, what's going on? And she was telling me that her and her husband, they were breaking up. And I'm like, why are you breaking up? She said, because she found out that he was doing something he should not have been doing. So I'm asking, like, what was he doing? She said, well, he came home late. And I said, okay. Say, and he went in the house and immediately started taking a shower. And I was like, okay. So I followed him in the bathroom. And I said, okay. She said, when he bent over, a rubber came out of his butt.
Really, nigga?
And what?
I'm like, God damn. She said, I said, how you know it came out of his butt and out of his pocket or something? Or off him. She said, well, I didn't see it on his penis. And when he bent over, it came out his butt. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to, like, take up for him, man.
Really, nigga?
And try to figure out, like, hey, maybe.
No, you were
like,
dead wrong.
Yeah, like, maybe it didn't come out his butt. I'm saying. And, but then she said, yeah, it came out his butt. So all women, they're not willing to accept anything like that because it takes away from his masculinity. Like, you don't, like, you can't think of him being masculine if he's also taking it in the ass. Same time,
yeah.
But then
but it's the opposite because I have one of the matter of fact, I got more than one of them. You know, there's a situation where prior to her marrying this guy, she was engaged. They had already put the money down on the hall and everything, paid for the catering and all this. And then one day she got an email, and she's like, "We need to talk." So she thinking as a woman, the whole time she gives what she thought was a woman the phone number, and she gets the phone call seconds after she sends the email, and there's a man on the other line. And it's like, oh, so are you're the girl that he's messing with husband? It's like, no, I'm the person he's messing with. And she dropped the phone and just immediately just like went hysterical. And from that moment, she told him she couldn't talk to him. She left. Went to the emergency room, got tested, and she came back home, called her fiance. He didn't answer because by that time, the guy had told him that he had already snitched on him. So this dude comes to the crib and basically tells her, we still getting married. I'm not gay. I'm over that now. That was just a phase.
I can't believe that something like that even could be a phase. Because once you cross over until that realm is like, it's the point of no return. To me, either one way or the other, there is no way you can say that I'm both. Like if you're a male and you mess with other men, you're a homosexual male. And I don't care if you still mess with women or not, you're still gay. And the same with women. If you mess with other women, you're a lesbian. There is no such thing as, all right, I'm bi. No, you are gay. You're gay first, and then, but you just happen to still mess with guys.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as that. To me, there's no such thing as the other thing. There is no such thing as like, all right, I bang both, and I'm just bi. Nah, you're gay.
But I think for women, it's more acceptable, one, by me, and by society as a whole is more acceptable.
Yeah, because society.
And women can try it and then go away from it. But I don't think a dude can try it. And this is chauvinistic. I'm going to be the first to say it, so don't send me no messages talking about that's bias or chauvinistic or discrimination. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm telling you right now, I know what it is. But a woman, especially in their early days when girls in college, They're bi-curious. So a lot of girls are curious about it, and they never try. And then some girls, they try the curiosity, and like, okay, so eating pussy ain't for me, or letting a girl do this ain't for me.
Yeah, I think...
I don't have to try to be with a man to know being with a man ain't for me. That's just not my thing.
Yeah, I think that like you, I agree that I think that all women have those tendencies because they see that women are the only people who I believe can look at their friend and say, girl, those titties are big and popping or some shit. Or like, oh, girl, you got a fat ass. Mm-hmm. But I have yet to hear a guy say, man, yo, your balls hanging low as shit, bro.
Pause.
Like, really? You know what I mean? Like, I've yet to hear that. And if I think I heard that, I'd be knocking the motherfucker out. Like, yeah, no, we ain't chilling like that. Matter of fact, I'm not changing in front of my homeboy like that. Not like that.
Well, see, I can't even say that because I don't have no shame. I don't care who around me. I'm dropping my draws. Point blank.
Man.
I give you a perfect example. Me and one of my cousins, not going to say no names because I don't want to get them in trouble. You know, people think back to old stuff and like, oh, I got you. But no. So I went out. We went to a club or whatever. And the girl he was messing with, her friend came and she was all up on me. So I'm like, yeah, you know, during this time in my life, I was Mr. Smash and Dash. I ain't got no time to be talking. I ain't trying to get to know you. None of that. That ain't my thing. So he called me. I had just gotten to bed, just got home from the club. He called me like, yo, I got a room. Shorty girl over here. She said, come through. I said, look, man, I ain't got no time to be playing. As soon as I walk through that daggone hotel room door, I'm dropping my drawers. Bottom line. Like, all right, shoot. She said, come on. So I go to the hotel room. Ain't even wear no drawers. So, like, we about business. Put on some balling shorts, a t-shirt, went straight to the hotel. He opened the door. I like, let's get busy. I dropped my shit. His girl like, yo, chill. I'm like, shit, you didn't see any dick before. I ain't trying to hear that shit. But that's just me. And that a part of that comes from, you know, my sports in high school. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we used to joke the motherfuckers who used to walk around covering their shit up. You know what I'm saying? Trying to cover their little ass dick. We used to joke them. You scared? Hey, see, don't nobody want you. At least we didn't think nobody. It might have been a couple.
Nah, but
you
know what I'm saying?
Switch hitters up in that motherfucker.
Even in that environment, I'm saying, I don't mind, like, because I know I got, like, the straight face. Like, I'm not looking down. I don't care about what another guy got. I'm just looking. But as soon as you take the moment to look at something and analyze some shit, you may as well be an other. Like, when I was in the military at one point, and we had those showers with, like, 20 to 55 people being at a time. And there was one time, we were all sitting around, I'm taking a shower, and we had this one guy who, he was looking at people. And then we knew he was looking at people. And he was looking at this one guy, and he said, hey, man. He said, yo, I've been sitting here just watching, and I don't mean no harm at all. And he's talking to this other guy. He was like, man, yo, I ain't never seen nothing like that. So everybody looking around like, what the hell are you talking about, man? He said, yo, man, your hair is longer than your dick.
Really?
Yeah. So for a second, we all looked.
I don't even feel comfortable about this conversation.
Yeah, for a second, we all looked. We were like, what the fuck? We looked and everybody just bust out laughing. But like, no guy under any situation should be even looking at a man like that. And I'm not looking at my homeboy. I'm not looking at nobody. No, I don't care what's going on. But women can do that. Guys cannot. And I never even liked when you did something well in sports and somebody smacked you on your ass.
Yeah,
I'm not with that, bro.
That
yo, high five me, dap me up, bro. Pat me on the shoulder or some shit. I don't like that.
Yeah.
To the next topic, we got one of our artists, one of your favorite artists.
Nope,
not one of mine.
Yours, Tank.
Hell no, nah. I was never a Tank fan, a TGT fan. That was never my thing. The second I heard Tank sing, I knew he was gay. So, you know what I'm saying? He got that gay person falsetto.
Considering who he was in the group with, they all look kind of suspect to me.
Yeah. Every last one of them, you know, you got the rumors about Genuine. You got the rumors about
I think Tyrese.
But we don't have to worry about rumors with Tank because he said that he could suck a dick twice and he not be gay.
Nope. See, after hearing that interview, like I can't even. I gotta take that song off my playlist because I know it's about a guy.
You see, it was never on my playlist.
Because so, I heard the song.
You was a Tank fan.
I heard it because, I'm saying, somebody put me onto it over the summer. And I was like, man, that's all right. But now, when I hear that, I'm going to be a savage. I'm going to be aggressive. Like, yo, that's about a guy.
He got to be a savage because he wrestling. They got their wrestling to see who's going to be the bottom or who's going to be the top. Now, here's another thing that blew me with that interview. This dude said that it was two things. Okay, you can suck a dick and not be gay. Second, they talked about him liking getting his ass licked. Third, he said that he don't like to get head from women.
That's so disrespectful.
That he's a pleaser.
That is so disrespectful.
So you cool and comfortable with getting your ass licked, but you don't like head.
I couldn't sit there, and I don't know, but I can't speak for all guys, but me personally, I can't sit there with my legs tooted up in the air and allow a woman to lick my ass. I just can't do that.
You gay.
I can't do it. Like I
you sitting there with your legs and spread like you the chick. And your girl licking your ass, she going to town. You are gay, homie.
And there is no, I'm saying, I don't know. I just, like, there is no tough way to get your ass licked. Nope. Like, you're bent over one or the other when your leg's cocked up. Like, I just cannot do that. That's just not me. I'm saying, I'm not going to bash all the guys who do that foolishness. But
I'm going to say you gay. For me, that's not bashing. And that's not me being homophobic. Yeah. If you get your ass licked. You got gay tendencies. Yeah.
For me, I'm not into that. You can have it. You can whatever you want to do with it, but I just can't do it. If a woman starts to do that to me, we may end up with a domestic or something.
Well, see, she wouldn't even get that far. See, there on my body, there's an imaginary line on my back. And my girl know not to go below that line. Or she gonna catch a gutty.
Oh yeah,
I'm a gutter. You don't touch my ass. I don't play that. That ain't my thing.
Yeah, I can't
thing.
Do that. You know I can't saying? Do it.
Maybe your last boyfriend was into the finger and the booty stuff.
Yeah,
because
most
do
women try to get away from that. And guys who are into that, they will say, "Hey, there's a part of sex, man, with a woman." Nah, I'm not into that. Don't touch my ass. No finger in my butt. No none of that, man. We're not with that. So,
I mean, I can't even. Me, as if I know a girl, lick ass, I'm never drinking after you. You ain't eating off my utensils.
Oh, yeah. And that's number one. If I know you do that, that's done because I'm not the only guy you did that to.
Hell no, you like licking ass. But I had a homegirl who used to say that she would purposely do things just to test and see if the dude would let her do it. And if he let her do it, she wouldn't mess with him no more because he was gay.
Absolutely. I'm saying that's what I think about it. But how many guys she had to find out, how many guys she used to get down to the nitty gritty before she realized he was like that, though. So now you done tested out 15 people and you're like, damn, you done licked 15 asses
really,
just to
nigga?
Test if a dude gay.
Well, no. She won't lick it. She won't lick an asses. Let me clarify that because she listens to the podcast. She won't lick an asses. She was popping the finger. She was popping
so
the finger in their ass.
So now you got a shitty finger. You done shitty finger about 20 guys. And now you're like, all right, he gay. But she still got a shitty finger at the end.
Hey. However she got to it, she got to it. I don't care. Well, bad
but
thing.
I, but I,
do
I
what
tell you,
do. You
what, man. Like, any woman who do that, you're foul anyway. You're all the way foul. Because I don't care what, I don't care how good the guy clean. He still got a shitty ass. And there's
that's like sticking your, if you licking ass, you fucking somebody in the ass, or you sticking your finger in the ass. That's like going to a soup.
Yeah, now you got all this bacteria.
And just dipping your face or dipping your
hand. Bacteria.
You know what I'm saying?
And your face. and I'm not with it. If a woman does that, you're disgusting, all the way disgusting, and you can have it.
That ain't my thing. So
if I find out you're doing it, and you're this
kind of takes me back to the young lady you was talking about who say she was fine with someone who was with both. And it remind I just oh I forgot all about this. So there was this when I was working at a certain place, there was this young lady who was she worked for me. She was an employee for me. And she had called out of work. So like, okay, cool. She told me she had to go to the emergency room, all this good stuff. So when she came into my office the next day, I thought it was for her, but she went with her cousin. And she was just walked in my office and she just dying laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? She said, I had to go take my cousin to the emergency room because there was something wrong with her mouth. And I'm like, what you mean something wrong with her mouth? She was like, well, she had sex with her dude and, you know, she likes anal, and then she gave him head afterwards, and she has an infection in her mouth, and shit was growing all on her lips. And
that's
shit.
So disgusting.
So that right there was enough for me to say, so why would a woman mess with a dude who constantly is sticking his shit in random people's ass? Man, woman, that's unclean.
Yeah, that's disgusting, and that's all the way disgusting.
I'm telling you, it was the craziest thing. Like, and her cousin used to come there every day. We didn't see her for like 2 months because she had to wait for that shit to clear up. She was all the way fucked up because she had it in her mouth, and she had the infection vaginally. Yeah,
so
as well.
Why, like, when you go, like, the thing is, if you're a guy, once you go one way, like if you're gonna bang her in the ass, you can't bang her vaginally after that, because you're gonna mess her up.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I'm gonna step on a lot of toes. A lot of people can get mad at me. Male wise, I've always held the opinion that if you would fuck a woman in the ass, you'll fuck a man in the ass.
Yeah, I agree.
Because why would you want to fuck a girl in the ass when she got a pussy?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't get it.
So you got to be gay. You just trying to reconcile it. Okay, I'm gonna do it with a woman. So I'm not gay.
Or you may not be up to snuff. And you like, I got to duff something out, man. You know what I mean? it's one of the places, like, I could duff her ass out of the ass.
Really, nigga?
Like,
you might run into the wrong girl.
You might
girl.
Run into that girl who does it all the time.
Once them cheeks spread, they ain't going
back.
Nah,
that's done. That's like a rubber band effect. They ain't popping back.
What?
Yeah,
that joint is stuck. It's there.
You can't do no gap. They go, what they call that shit? Cunnilingo shit. You can't do that shit. You can't do that Benoit balls in your ass.
That's done. So you might.
I'm pretty sure somebody got some Benoit balls in the ass right now.
But really, nigga?
It ain't going to help your shit go back to where it was.
Yeah, that's all the way done at that point. But then again, there's some girls you probably can drop in there too.
So would you say if you suck a dick once, you're gay?
If you even thinking about sucking a dick, you're gay. if that even crossed your mind as a straight heterosexual male, you are no longer a heterosexual male. You are a homosexual, because there is no way she even think about it. Like no guy, straight guy wakes up talking about, yeah, man, I'm gonna suck a dick, or even think about sucking a dick. Like, that's.
But we've had two people within the last month or so, 2 months, I guess, try to blur the lines between homosexuality and heterosexuality. Yeah. At first, it was Malik Yoba saying he can be with a trans woman. He's trans attracted. He's not gay. Okay. He got a dick. You're gay. Now, Tank.
Nah.
Oh, I can suck a dick. Don't make me gay.
I think those people are trying to like make it normal for everybody and make it like it's okay to do that. It's okay if that's something you're into, but don't try to put that responsibility on everybody.
Yeah, that's your lifestyle. If that's your lifestyle. If you like sucking,
if that's who you are and what you are, I'm saying be comfortable in that and that's what you like. But you can't say that it's normal for like people who don't want to have that. Or you can say it's okay, like, all right, man, you can suck my dick once if you don't like it.
Nor is it homophobic if you say that you don't agree with that type of stuff.
It's okay not to agree. I'm saying if you agree with it, that's on you. But it's okay not to agree with it. But those them homeboys who out there be like, man, yo, go ahead and suck my dick, yo. If you don't like it, you are all right, man. I ain't gonna tell nobody. You all right, you ain't gay. That's like one of them joints you're trying to get somebody to suck. Nah, fuck that. No, if you do that, you are the other. You're no longer heterosexual.
Okay, I'll give you a scenario. How do you feel about this? What if you in jail?
Man, give me 50 years with nothing. I will have the rawest hands, calloused up, like possible, or whatever it is. I am not doing that.
So if you got raped when you was in jail, are you gay?
Well, if you like it, you gay.
No.
you can't control, like, if you got five dudes jump on you, pin you down, and they bang you out. You can't control that. Now, if you sit there and you just waiting for a motherfucker to do it, like, I hope they jump on my ass tonight. Like, if you on some shit like that, then yeah, you are. But if you one of them dudes but you gotta have some fight in you though. Like, we gonna fight. You gonna have a busted lip, a broken arm, or something. Like, nah. But if you just sit there and you just like they tackle you, and after like a second, you're like, nah, I'm all right, come on. Like, if on some stuff like that, then you are. But something you can't control, then nah, you ain't.
What's the hell up?
Our hell up for the week goes to my man Tank, or I should say, the woman Tank.
Sugar in your tank.
For saying that you can suck a dick and not be gay. So on the hell up that hell up. Right there.
Because you gay as a motherfucker.
Honorable hell up with that. So there is no guy who can come back from a statement like that.
I think the women still gonna feel the same way. He might lose a couple people, but I mean, when people found out Frank Ocean was gay,
I don't know, man. We ain't heard from Frank Ocean since.
Well, you might have a point, but that's gonna do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. Comment, like, share.
Don't go away.
Appreciate you. Peace.
You better hear what I've got to say, because you won't get it again.